Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, with you. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to catch up with our good friends from the Southland County YMCA. We're able to do that thanks to our good people, good friends over at Tri-City Services. A big thank you and shout out to them. Right now in studio with us is Andrea Mora. She is with NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties. Andrea, it's always good to have you in studio, have you here with us. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. We love coming and talking about all things NAMI, and it's just a really special thing when you have us come in, so thank you.
I've talked about this quite a bit, almost as long as I've been on the air, and the importance of mental health, and I feel like it's almost been as long as I've been talking about, wow, we've really come a long way with this topic and where we are in society now, where you and I are having this conversation with our adult voices. We're not whispering. We're not, you know, some of that. We're seeing so much more and more of this in society. But one of the things that I think that is important, the next step of that is, okay, well, now we got to look in the mirror. Because it's, especially here in the Midwest, we're really good at this. How are you doing? How is things going with you? And genuinely asking and wanting to care. But then we get asked that question, I'm fine. Like, you know, and we just keep moving and everything. Well, we're not fine, Andrea. We're not always fine. And it's important that we take that next step. And one of the things that I'm so thankful for is we have an organization like NAMI around to help with those things, to give people that. Because it's something I've been having a lot of late nights with my mom and dad and my father in particular. And his generation is in a position of, I got these feelings, I got no idea how to express them. I got no idea what to do with them. If you've ever seen somebody in life that doesn't know how to hug, it's one of the most wonderful and tough things at the same time, because they're literally coming at you with their arms all over the place. It's where a lot of the generations are at. And there's so many people out there that do want help or do want to speak or reach out or whatever the case might be. But they just don't have the tools. There's no playbook for this. It's why an organization like NAMI comes so in hand, and why I wanted to start our conversation today, just kind of reminding people of what NAMI is.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It is definitely, there's a generational thing going on there. But what NAMI is we are an organization that offers support, education, and advocacy for those living with mental illness as well as their families. NAMI was started by two moms actually down in Madison, Wisconsin, who had sons living with severe schizophrenia, and they needed support for their sons and also for themselves, and that's how NAMI came to be. And that's what we strive to do. The whole mission is exactly that, to support, educate, and advocate for those living with mental illness and their families.
One of the things that I think the organization has done so well is bringing attention to certain topics or subjects that people aren't always familiar with when it comes to mental health, not only getting us more comfortable with these things so that we can identify them or handle them our own selves or with our own people in our own lives, but I feel that it's also created a lot of empathy on these subjects and a lot more. Even if you don't know somebody, say, with schizophrenia or something, that maybe you understand it a little bit more through the organization and you have a little more empathy for it. I don't know if we have enough things in society that create empathy, that give us a chance to have it, create, or learn from it.
That's exactly right. And the statistic is 1 in 5 Americans lives with a diagnosed mental illness. And it's really important to point out that that is diagnosed. So there are people walking around that are struggling with mental illness that have never seen a doctor or been diagnosed. And the fact is that we have such an opportunity as a society to support each other, regardless of what we're struggling with. But mental illness is such an epidemic, and there really is a need for that empathy and for people to take a look outside themselves. And we're going through the holidays, you're sitting in a room with your family, and you can look around the table, and I bet you that at least one person sitting there is living with mental illness, whether they're vocal about it or not. And it's up to us to really help support those people. And that's what NAMI is all about, is giving those that need it a voice. And I am incredibly vocal. As you know, I've been here many times. Mm-hmm. And I will be that microphone, that giant speaker for those that need it, because I am able to talk about it myself. And not everyone is, but that's why we're here.
Well said, and I appreciate that loudness out of you, Andrea. I second that. I'm behind you with it. I'm beside you with it, like many are in our communities and around the world, really, and certainly here in America, where this has become a trend, if you will, around the rest of the world that they picked up on, much like blue jeans and some other thing, rock and roll and some other things. Mental health has become much more evident around the world. And just one little side note to this, because I don't know your story completely, Andrea, but you shared a lot with us, and I think that we have a similar past in some ways, where we've always had these feelings, but we weren't always able to be vocal about them.
Right.
We didn't always, whether it was we weren't comfortable or we just didn't know how to put in the words. And here we are now, where we're on the radio talking about this, right, where strangers out there listening to us, and we're not hesitating. We're talking right. openly. If we can do it, you can do it out there.
Exactly.
I feel confident saying that, and regardless of who is out there listening, that if you want help, if you could use help, please reach out. You could be just in the same spot where you are not only getting the help you need, but maybe even helping others.
Exactly. And not everybody has to be on the radio talking about it. A lot of it is advocating for yourself, and you have these things going on with you, and you spot the symptoms, you understand that something is happening, and it's very brave to take that first step and either go to one of our support groups or set an appointment with your doctor to talk about it or seek out a therapist or whatever that looks like for you. But it's important to just start talking, and you can talk as loud as you want, like we do, or you can talk as quiet as you need to just so that you're heard. And however you come, you're accepted, and we're here to help you.
We're speaking with Andrea Mora of NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties, and she's not just here to say hi to the staff and everything, but also wanted to talk about something really cool going on with NAMI, and they are the beneficiaries of a Co-Advantage Credit Union's Giving Tuesday campaign. Can we talk about this a little bit, Andrea?
We absolutely can. We are incredibly fortunate to have been selected as this area's recipient of all of the funds that Giving Tuesday raises. And Co-Vantage Credit Union is doing a really marvelous thing where their Co-Vantage Cares Foundation will match every single dollar that is raised for us, dollar for dollar. And there is such a wonderful opportunity here for us to be able to continue the crucial work that we do. Everything that we offer through NAMI Portage and Wood Counties is completely free to the community. And we can't do what we do without the community's support. And when we're able to get these donations, it means the world to us. We run off of donations and grants that we apply for. That is our only income, so to speak, for our 501c3 nonprofit. And all that we do is all possible because of the support of people in our communities.
NAMI, for those that don't know, stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And that is alliance. That is aligning together. That is coming together. That is what so much of this is about. Not only our conversation and what NAMI is doing, but a great Giving Tuesday and so many of these other things that we're talking about and the campaign that's going on. It is coming together and it is showing support. I've said many times, and I will continue to say that support and encouragement cost nothing, can mean everything.
Exactly.
In this case, we could use your dollars and cents, though.
We absolutely could use your dollars and cents. And I know sometimes it's hard to decide what's worthwhile in giving. And going back to that statistic of 1 in 5 Americans lives with a diagnosed mental illness, that speaks volumes. And that should tell you just how important it is to donate to organizations that help support that. Because we all... Basically, if you look at it as there is no health without mental health, and it would be no different than somebody that lives with diabetes and you donating to a diabetes foundation or a cancer foundation, mental health is just as important as your physical health. And when you're able to help support us with our mission throughout the community, the amount of good that you're doing is just immeasurable.
We've talked about this before, and even when we first started getting together and talking about the subject of mental illness and health as well, one of the things we really focused on was if you see somebody with a cast on their arm, you immediately feel empathetic. You want to sign the cast. You want to tell them, hey, how did that happen? You want to talk to them. When the cast is in your brain, you know, you don't see it. You don't notice it as well, but the empathy still needs to be there. And part of the work that's being done by NAMI is to help understanding of that more, and for the people that are going through it to understand it more as well. And you brought up earlier about being diagnosed even, or even getting more of a handle on the, even knowing what's going on upstairs, if you will, and all that. All that work doesn't happen without the community, without the funding, without the ability of people coming together, and especially on a Giving Tuesday. We'll get into the services that are involved, and part of the reason why we're looking to add to this and have you add to the campaign. But I do want to talk a little bit about Gift of Hope. Yes. This is a great event coming up. It's a night of a NAMI night of fundraising that is going on at the Rose House in Stevens Point coming up on December 10th.
Absolutely. So we decided that what a wonderful way for us to try to make as big of an impact as possible is to host a fundraising event during this incredible fundraiser. And the Giving Tuesday campaign, just a little side note, runs starting today through December 17th. So we chose to do this event right smack dab in the middle on December 10th. And it's really meant to bring the community together. We are selling tickets. They go on sale today. They're $25 a piece. What that gives you is it will allow you to support us as the proceeds of those tickets come right to us. But also, it's a fun night to get a little fancy and enjoy some hors d'oeuvres and listen to some amazing music by the Rosewood Trio and just come together and understand exactly what NAMI is. And you're going to get a really good insight into what we do and why it matters. We're going to be there having those conversations and sharing the stories and really letting you know why what you do for us makes such a huge impact.
When you have events like this, it gives the community a chance to show their support, have a good time. We don't have enough events that let us dress up a little bit, you know, act a little fancy. So that's really nice and all of that. But it's also a great opportunity. If you're listening to this, you've heard about NAMI, you want to be a part of it, but you're curious still, understandable. Everybody has it's very understandable how people want to give nowadays, but they have questions maybe. This is a great, perfect opportunity to come and ask those questions, find out more about what the work that NAMI is doing and how not only you can be a part of it, but how you may be even being able to be benefited by it.
Exactly.
There's so many layers to this topic, like mental health often has. NAMI is no different. There's so much to offer, so much to be able to quite bluntly take advantage of our community and use these resources and such. Side note, Rosewood Trio is amazing.
Have you heard of them?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
they aren't they fantastic?
That's a
oh
get.
My gosh.
That's a get right there.
Yeah,
that's nice.
They unbelievable that they agreed. It came about really organically and it just kind of kept building. And Christopher Marion and I were talking and he said, I'm interested, but let me see if my vocalist is also interested. And then the vocalist was like, yes, I'm interested. Let's see if our bass player is interested. And it just, the way that it transpired was just one of those meant to be type of things. And they really are absolutely incredible.
Well, and these kind of things, too, when they do something like that, they're showing the support towards what
yes.
you guys are doing, that they believe in the work you guys are doing. And that's a note also to all businesses out there when it comes to sponsoring events like this or being a part of things like this. If I can't reach your heart, I can reach your wallet. It is an incredible PR move. It is a marketing 101 to be able to attach yourself to a nonprofit in events like this and things that are popular in areas. Mental health is an issue in this area that we are approaching. We are talking about, and it's something that when events like this are going on, it is only going to help your business to be attached to them and showing that you support these things, these causes, as well as these nonprofits. The Gift of Hope and NAMI Night of Fundraising at the Rose House in Stevens Point, December 10th from 6:30 to 8:30. We'll tell you how you can get tickets and find out more in just a moment before we wrap up with Andrea. Do want to remind everybody about that. And we'll be certainly promoting it on our morning show and encouraging people to attend it. It's right around the corner, so we're going to make sure to do that.
Thank you.
And keep in mind, as Andrea mentioned as well, the CoAdvantage Credit Union's backing of the Giving Tuesday, that is going on December 3rd through the 17th. So keep that in mind, everybody, as well. As we're wrapping up, Andrea, if you don't mind, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the resources, the things that are available through NAMI, and part of the reason why we're so encouraging people to give on this Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. So we offer a wide variety of community resources that really allow us to support those that need us in the counties of Wood and Portage. And we offer free support groups. There are two different types of support groups. We have our family support group, which is meant to support those that have family members that live with mental illness. And we have our peer support groups, which are for those living with their own mental illness. There are peer support groups in Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids, and Stevens Point monthly, and family support groups in Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids monthly. We also participate in community events. Wherever there's an opportunity to have a resource table, we're there. And those resources we give away, even those little giveaways that we do, all of that needs funds to purchase. And when we're out in the communities giving these out, we make a big impact. We make a lot of connections. It really allows us to touch the people that need us or want to get involved with us in volunteer capacity or what have you. We also offer educational classes. We offer many different ways that we support those in the community. For instance, we just sponsored the Point Girls basketball team with a fundraiser they were doing. And we use our funds basically to help any way we can throughout the community, whether it's helping other organizations that support mental health or mental illness or suicide prevention. We're using our funds for good, not evil.
Well said.
We're
well
your
done.
Friendly neighborhood mental health
yes.
advocates.
It's something, too, that has really grown in the time that NAMI has been around, in the short time NAMI has been around, really. And I'm curious, with some of those the newer things that have been brought on, is that from the community, seeing needs in the community or hearing from community members? No, we need a support group for this, or we need to separate these, or giving people more options of ways to attend or learn some of this stuff.
Yeah, so we actually started the Wisconsin Rapids and the Marshfield peer support groups because I was really loud. And I said, we had the Point peer support group for a really long time. And I said, I want to start one in Rapids. And so we made it happen. And then we said, why don't we do it in Marshfield? And we made that happen. And we really take a look at what the needs are. And we knew that in Wisconsin Rapids, there was a need for it. And we made it happen. And once a month on the third Wednesday of the month, we are gathering together as a group and talking about mental illness. And it really is very much community focused. And what we feel the community needs is what we bring forth.
Yeah. One of the things I think that stands out when it comes to this, too, is how you yourself can be the person that really gets the ball rolling on this. And I know for a lot of people, whether it's, I don't know how to start this conversation, or once the conversation started and I'm listening, I don't know what to do. And so important to keep in mind that it's not necessarily something that you need to, you need to overthink. And that's coming from one of the world's biggest overthinkers. Listen. If you're listening and just listening, that goes so far and can be the beginning of this for so many. And that's something that's important, too, when it comes to not only some of these classes that are involved, like you mentioned, Andrea, but I did want to mention as well NAMI's Wisconsin Mental Health Chat. And
yes.
That's an important one, too, and a really cool class that you guys offer, I feel.
It is, and that is for grade school kids. And we come into the schools, and they read this really cute book called The Princess and the Fog, and it talks about the princess living with mental illness and how she's supported. And that is a really wonderful program. And speaking of the schools, we also have a Raise Your Voice Club, which is it's essentially student run, and SPASH has had it for about a year. It's being launched in two of the middle schools in Stevens Point. I would love to be able to bring it to Lincoln. So if you're listening and you're an advisor at Lincoln and would be interested in talking about bringing a Raise Your Voice Club to Lincoln High School, please reach out to me. I would love to have that conversation with you. The students absolutely need it.
I go there because where I began with some of our older generations and approaching this subject and not knowing necessarily a blueprint, a game plan on how to handle mental health or how to handle their own mental health or anything. They just didn't grow up with some of these things. And so many of them are reaching out and trying to learn. I think it's one of the bravest, coolest things I'll ever see in my life, and seeing my dad and so many of people like his ilk doing that. It goes the same way with our youth, where so many of them are having emotions. Look, just any everyday person. person going through puberty alone is a wild card. Right. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how that's going to go or anything. Then you add on all these other factors. And for kids to have that support, again, I go back to just listening, how far that can go.
Absolutely.
And how important that is. And maybe we raise generations not only comfortable talking about these things, but more aware of them and have a healthier society because of it. It's part of what all this work is about. We want to help individuals right now, certainly. But it's also about we plant trees not to see them grow, but for others to.
Right.
You know, it's a lot about that, too. And it's so cool that you guys see that and are approaching that the way that you are. And as we're kind of getting close to wrapping up here, Andrea, one of the other things I wanted to touch on is how people can get involved in this. We're certainly always looking for good volunteers, like any nonprofit out there. NAMI is certainly a big part of things, I imagine, is the volunteers. But are there other ways people can help out and be a part of things?
Absolutely. And just to kind of go off of that, we are the NAMI Portage and Wood County affiliate is strictly volunteer. Our entire board, our 12-person board, we're all volunteers. Everything that we do is on our own time with our own hearts, giving exactly what we have the capacity to give at that moment. And we are always looking for people to join us and help spread the awareness and the advocacy and work to end the stigma. We can't do it without volunteers. We can't do it without people in the community spreading that message as well. So anybody that's interested in getting involved, they can go ahead and shoot us over an email. I monitor our email inbox, and I will be absolutely happy to get back to you with any information that you may need.
When you are helping NAMI do the work they're doing, you're helping your community, you're helping your fellow neighbors, you're at strangers helping strangers, or family members helping family, or you know friends helping friends, all of the above. And it's not just mental health you're helping. You're helping your economy. You're helping your education system. You're helping your emergency services systems. You're helping all of these factors because mental health covers all of this.
Yep.
And as Andrea and I have talked about many times, when you approach mental health and you are working on this subject, it bleeds into so many other things in life. So you help an individual with this, they are able to, say, go into the workforce and work that much stronger or better. Or maybe they're able to do more with their kids, or their kids are able to do more, or any of the above. There is no downside to this. There is no negative. You're not going to hear side effects may include. There are none.
Right.
None. We're done with that. No side effects. This
right.
is nothing but a positive and nothing that only enhances our community and makes it stronger, not just on the mental health level, but on all these other levels as well. So we cannot encourage you enough to give and to be a part of things on this Giving Tuesday. Again, a reminder about this, the cool thing the CoAdvantage Credit Union is doing, Andrea, if we could remind everybody about that.
Yeah, so your donations made between today, December 3rd, and December 17th are matched dollar for dollar when you donate through the CoVantage Cares Foundation. We have a website, our QGive website, which I think James is going to share out.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate on there electronically. You can go to any CoVantage branch and make a donation just by telling them, please put this in the NAMI Portage and Wood County donation account, or CoVantage members can donate directly through their online banking.
However you got to do it, please give. We greatly appreciate that. That website Andrea mentioned, coadvantagecu.org. That's coadvantagecu.org. You can also type in coadvantagecu.org/givingtuesday, but coadvantagecu.org has gotten me there too. Got me there real quick.
Yeah, and if you find us on Facebook as well, we have the links and everything right on our Facebook page. So give us a like, give us a follow, and show us your support.
And be sure to share their posts on your pages. You never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise.
That's exactly true. That's so true.
Especially with a topic like this.
Yep.
That we can be tend to be quiet about sometimes.
Yep.
And there is plenty of information for you at their website, NAMIPortageWoodCounties.org, NAMIPortageWoodCounties.org. Be sure to bookmark that page as well. And Andrea, we're looking forward to hanging out again real soon.
Thank you so much, James.
Thank you for the time and everything you're doing in the communities. Appreciate you and all the volunteers, all the team there at NAMI. We'll talk again real soon. And we'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.